This week is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, a week when all of America stops down to say thank you to America's truck drivers, including our sponsors, and they include Southern Recipe. Right now from Southern Recipe is Mark Singleton. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Southern Recipe and a friend of mine. He joins us. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, doing great this morning. How about you guys?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Mark, for being here. Let's talk about, give us some background on Southern Recipe and why it's so important to celebrate National Truck Driver Appreciation Week.
You know, years ago, first of all, as you know, we make pork rinds. We're the world's largest manufacturer of pork rinds, which is kind of like being the biggest bluegill. Not that big, but but we've got seven plants across the country, and everything that comes to our plants and everything that goes away from our plants is by truck. So years ago, I guess it was over a dozen now, I met up with you guys and Mindy and a bunch of folks that were saying thanks to these truckers. I became aware of St. Christopher's, went on the board there, and it's really just become a part of our DNA because these partners, these over-the-road truckers, are just so critical to every aspect of our business. We would not exist without them, and we want to thank this week, every year, well, we want to say thank you every week to them, but especially this week, Truck Driver Appreciation Week.
Yeah, you know, you think about it, Mark, in the supply chain that just you folks alone there at Southern Recipe and the whole pork rind supply chain. I don't know if I'm the first to say that, but certainly that's fun to say. But if you think about it, we're going from farm to grocery store to dinner table. And that's a pretty amazing trip.
Oh, and still for a couple of bucks. I mean, literally, as you say, the pig goes from the farm to the great meatpacking houses where the skins are removed, and then they come to us, you know, over 180 million pounds a year. Wow. Coming to us, and all of that comes by trucks. And so, you know, it's just such a natural for us to say thank you. And you know, when you think about it, more cargo is carried by trucks than ships, planes, or trains.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. You mentioned something that's near and dear to my heart and yours as we both sit on the board. But share a little bit about, for those that don't know, about the St. Christopher Truckers Development and Relief Fund and its mission.
Yeah, you know, once again, as we look for ways to help, and when we do this in our communities and in our plants, you know, we look for a partner that already had the infrastructure to help so that we can do what we do, which is raise money, raise attention, and donate. And we were so lucky to team up with a great fund, St. Christopher's Truckers Development and Relief Fund. It's a 501c3, and it really helps semi-over-road drivers whose medical problems have led to financial hardship. And, you know, we got involved, as you know, with Dave Nemo and Dr. John and Mike and the guys that really put this whole thing together, that really had the vision to create this charity. Because they knew that it would benefit drivers then and far into the future. And boy, wasn't that just so prescient to see. I mean, how could this country have gotten through the last 6 months without our long-haul truckers? They've literally kept this company fed, or this country fed.
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing and how they show up every single day, but certainly during relief efforts like what we have been through, it's been amazing to witness. Tell us about Southern Recipe and the support for the St. Christopher Truckers Development and Relief Fund during this week, National Truck Driver Appreciation Week.
You know, we're donating $7,500 to kind of lead the charge and prime the pump. And, you know, we'd ask all your listeners to help us because you'd be shocked at, you know, what $5 can do.
Yeah.
I will say this. Early in this pandemic, we had a number of people start to really kind of think about these unsung heroes that everybody had just not really said thank you to. And it's been so nice to see other people saying thank you to this important group of men and women. out there and supporting America's truck drivers. I mean, I would encourage all of your listeners to go to southernrecipe.com. We've got five of the best videos. We interviewed a number of over-the-road drivers and asked them questions about what it's been like the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, Eric, the stories are just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Wow. Wow. Just terrific, Mark. And where can listeners find more information about Southern Recipe and the St. Christopher Truckers Development and Relief Fund?
Yeah, you know, you could always go to southernrecipe.com. If you can't remember that, they made up one for me, porkrinds.com.
There you go.
And well, they said even Mark will remember this one.
Right.
And you can find out a lot about St. Christopher at truckersfund.org. And I encourage all your listeners, once again, go there, donate money, listen to these great stories. These men and women, and so many of them are of military background. You know, that's what we find. You know, as we hang out with you guys, yeah. is these people have always been the heroes of America.
Yeah.
They're just doing a different role today. And we thank you so much for what you do to get the word out to them.
Absolutely. And of course, you can also find St. Christopher on social media, including Facebook and Twitter. So make sure you get involved there. And again, go to southernrecipe.com. I'll tell you, Mark, I don't mind saying that some of these are the best pork rinds because the outstanding flavor combos and everything that you guys have come up with over the years are just amazing. And I love it. I love what you guys are doing, your mission statement as a company, and taking this week to not only recognize America's truck drivers, but to help out those in need through St. Christopher. Thank you so much, Mark. We greatly appreciate it, sir.
Oh, Eric, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's just, you know, you look across America and you see so many people working so hard to support each other. And there's no child in America that's ever had too much love, and there's nobody in America that's ever been thanked enough. So let's say thank you again, and you have a blessed week, buddy.
Thank you so much, Mark Singleton with Southern Recipe. Mark, we will talk to you again, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Red Eye Radio.